absence.
Quiero honrar a mi pastor mientras no está aquí.
And Sister Crosswhite.
Y hermana Crosswhite también.
I appreciate their leadership.
Aprecio su liderazgo.
Their dedication.
Su dedicación.
Amen. To the work of God.
Al trabajo de Dios.
Also, just a quick announcement.
También un anuncio rapidito.
If you haven't got with Sister Kristen,
si no ha estado con la hermana Kristen,
she has a card.
Ya tiene una carta.
We're going to be honoring Sister Crosswhite.
Y vamos a honrar a la hermana Crosswhite.
This month is Pastor's Wife's Appreciation.
Este mes es el mes de la apreciación de la esposa de pastor.
And so please get with her.
Así que vaya con ella.
To sign the card.
Para escribirle algo bonito en la carta.
And we'll be presenting her with a gift.
Y le vamos a dar un regalo
cuando... next service, I believe.
Y el próximo servicio.
I also want to thank my friend, Brother Diego, for interpreting. We were there in the Dominican. And he did it quite often there. And I've seen growth in him. And I'm proud of him, so I want to thank him for interpreting. And y'all, I want to tell you something. He may not interpret this. Not only did he preach in Spanish, but he sang in Spanish. That's out of his comfort zone. He don't normally do that, but they told him he had to. I thought he did good. Y'all got a video, so no. Amen. If you'll stand with me for the reading of the word. And turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 46.
Ya estamos, capítulo 46.
Beginning at verse number 1.
Verso 1.
Psalms 46 and verse number 1.
Psalms 46:1.
Says, God is our refuge and strength.
Dios es nuestro amparo y fortaleza.
A very present help in trouble.
Nuestro pronto auxilio en las tribulaciones.
Jumping over to John 15 and 5.
Ahora Juan 15:5.
Give you a minute to get there.
Voy a dar un poquito de tiempo para que llegue ahí.
John 15 and 5.
Juan, capítulo 15, verso 5.
All right. It says, I am the vine.
Yo soy la vid.
Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me,
que permanece en mí,
and I in him,
y yo en él,
the same bringeth forth much fruit.
Te lleva mucho fruto.
For without me,
porque separado de mí,
ye can do nothing.
Nada podéis hacer.
I'd like to preach from this thought.
Quiero predicar sobre este título.
God is our lifeline.
Dios es nuestra línea de tiempo.
Brother Neil, would you pray?
You, Jesus. God, we love you. We honor you. God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to have your way in this service. And I'm so thankful and grateful for this opportunity, God, to be able to deliver your word. Lord, you're so wonderful, God. I thank you, Jesus, in your name.
Amen. You can be seated. God is our lifeline.
Dios es nuestra línea de vida.
Church, we are living in the last days.
Iglesia, estamos viviendo en los últimos tiempos.
And things are coming to a close.
Y las cosas empiezan a cerrar.
Our world is in disaster.
Nuestro mundo está en desastre.
And people are becoming desperate.
Y la gente se empieza a desesperar.
If you look at the news, you can see wars and rumors of wars and so many different things going on. Our world, amen, is coming to a close and people are becoming desperate. People are hurting. People are depressed.
La gente se empieza a sentir desesperada y deprimida.
And people are in despair.
Y la gente se empieza a desesperar.
The homeless population is not getting any better, but it's going up.
El pueblo se empieza a desesperar aún más.
Families are breaking apart.
Familias se están rompiendo.
And people are searching for answers.
Y la gente empieza a buscar por respuestas.
And many are turning to drugs. They're turning to alcohol. They're turning to all different kind of things, trying to drown out their hurt and their pain. And fill the void in their life. But nothing they find in this world is ever going to work. Everything they have tried is only numbing the pain. But church, we have the answer. And his name is Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the missing piece people have been searching for. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Amen. He sustains our life. Acts 17 and 28 says, "For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said. For we are also his offspring." John 15 and 5, the latter part of the verse says, "For without me ye can do nothing." The Lord is our lifeline. He is what sustains us. If we get disconnected from the lifeline, we will be lost and we will die spiritually, just like a branch that is cut off from a tree. It can't survive on its own. We got to stay connected to the lifeline. We've got to stay connected to the Lord. Because if we break away, we will die lost in sin. Church, we've got to stay connected to the Lord. He's what sustains us. He strengthens us in trouble. Psalms 46 and verse 1 was our text. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. 1 Corinthians 12 and 12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Even biology will tell you, when a part of the body gets injured, it immediately initiates a cascade of events to deliver extra resources and nutrients and oxygen and immune cells to that injury site to accelerate the healing. I want to encourage you tonight. If you're hurting, if you're down, if you are in trouble, God is your strength. God is your refuge. And God is your safe place. You don't need to run to the things of this world. You don't need to run to a bottle. You don't need to run to a drug. But your lifeline is in Jesus. And if you'll run to him, that's where your answer is. Amen. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And just know this: when you're wounded, heaven sends extra resources.
Cuando estás dañado, el cielo envía recursos extra para
sanarte. God is working on you.
Y Dios está trabajando.
He's strengthening you.
Está dando fuerza.
He's healing you.
Está sanando.
And he's holding you together.
Y te está manteniendo junto.
Number three is he holds us up when we are weak. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Psalms 18, 1 and 2. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my and my fortress, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. When you can't stand on your own, he will hold you up. When you feel like you're about to fall, amen, he's right there to catch you. Amen. We serve a God that loves you. That's there when you're hurting. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give in, but hold on to the lifeline. He's what sustains us. He's what keeps us. He's what holds us. He's our strength when we are weak. And we can't make it without him, church. Amen. We've got to have him in our life. Amen. And if you've never experienced this life-changing power, amen, of Jesus Christ, he's here today. He loves you. He wants to help you. If you've been feeling down and out, Jesus is in the house. Some of you may be wondering, what do I need to do to get my life right? Acts 2:38 tells us, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you want to make your life better, you've got to turn from this world and you've got to turn to him. That's repentance. It's a change of heart, a mind, and direction. Simply put, it's turning from your sin and turning to him. The next thing we need to do is we need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Many will say, well, what about the verse in Matthew
28:19?
It says, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Name there is singular, not plural. Meaning they're talking about one. And his name is Jesus. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. And that name is Jesus. Amen. I'm a husband. I'm a brother. And I'm a cousin. But those aren't my name. Amen. My name is Zach. And his name is Jesus. And we've got to go down in a watery grave baptized in Jesus' name. It's also a representation of a new birth. And generally speaking, when a child is born, they take on their father's name. We've got to take on our father's name. Amen. We got to be baptized in Jesus' name. The next thing is we need to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's not just for back then in the Bible times, but it's for us today. Amen. It's for those that are in the Dominican. We saw people, 5, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The same way we get it here. It's the same in Chile. And it's the same right here in Nacogdoches. When God fills you with the gift of the Holy Ghost, you're going to begin to speak in other tongues. Amen. Just like they did on the day of Pentecost. And if you've never experienced this life-changing power, amen, it's here and it's for you today. All you've got to do is let God surrender everything to him.
And watch what he'll do in your life. Amen. I want to tell you a story about a man that was in a city. And there began to be a flood that was going to come to the city. They began to give out alerts and news began to tell people. And they began to tell the city that they needed to evacuate. This was the early alert to say, get out before things get bad. And the man chose to stay. Even though he was in a danger zone. The city told him, hey, we have a safe place, a refuge for you. The people tried to plead with him to get to that safe place. They told him it was going to be bad. His area was going to flood. But he chose to stay. They couldn't make him leave, but they could only ask. And so, just like they predicted, the storm came, water flooded the area, and it got into his home. This time, another rescue crew came, but by boat. And they come up to the house, and they said, sir, we've got to get you out. Sir, it's time to leave. We've got to get you out of your disaster into a safe place. And the man refused. He said, oh no, it's okay. I'll be all right. God's got me. It's fine. And he chose to stay in his disaster. They pleaded with him to get into the boat. They tried their best. But they couldn't just stay there and wait all day long. They had other people to save. And so they had to leave him there. And waters rose some more. This time he's on the roof of his house. And a helicopter comes. And they lower a man on a lifeline. And they began to plead with this man to get locked in to the harness so they could pull him to safety. And what do you think the man did? Instead of listening to the people that were trying to save his life, he refused. They begged with him. They pleaded with him. Yet he chose to stay in his disaster. And so they had to leave. They were limited on fuel and time, and they had other lives to save. He had a chance to go to a safe place. He had a chance to get out of his disaster. But yet he chose to stay. The story goes that he ended up dying. As they were cleaning up the city, they found his body. And the story says that he later went and met Jesus at the line of judgment. And understand, it's just a story. And he said, Lord, why didn't you save me? The Lord said, I sent 3 rescue crews to you. And you never listened. I want to tell somebody today, God's throwing you a lifeline. It would be foolish of me to have a lifeline and I'm over a boat, over a ship, and drowning, and somebody throw me a lifeline. And I push it away and say, it's all right, I'll tread the ocean water. It would be foolish of me. But so many times, God throws people a lifeline spiritually. Using the man of God, your pastor, and different ones that come. Yet we say, it's okay, I'll be fine. Hey, this sermon is not just for a sinner. But it's for a saint that's been struggling, that's been thinking about letting go of the lifeline, that's been thinking about giving in.
I want to encourage somebody tonight to hang on, not to give up, not to give in, but hold to the lifeline, because it's Jesus that's going to save us. We don't need to give in, we don't need to give up, but we need to hang on. We've got to hang on. Church, we're living, amen, in the last days. It would be foolish of me to say, oh, it's all right, I've got it, when a lifeline is right there. That's what, it's like I said earlier with the tree. That's what sustains you when you stay connected to Him. We've got to stay connected to our Lord and Savior. If you've been struggling, if you've been going through some things, amen, stay hold to the lifeline. We've got to have a bulldog grip that we're not going to give up. We're not going to give in. Amen, but we're going to hang on. And if you've never experienced this, life-changing, amen, power of the Lord Jesus, He's here today. And it's time that you get a hold of Him. It's time that you begin to let Him change your life. And watch what He'll do. The Lord is our lifeline. He's what's going to sustain us. He's what's going to keep us. He's your refuge and your strength. Amen. If any of you have been battling some things, if you've been battling giving up, amen, it's time that you come to these altars, amen, and renew yourself in Him. Amen. If you've never experienced the Holy Ghost, it's for you tonight. Amen. These altars are open for you to come and begin to let God work in you. Amen. We serve an awesome God, an on-time God. And He's here tonight. I wonder, amen, if you could come and make your way up. Amen. And let's just begin to pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I was tossed in the water, but I never went under. You were always on time. Jesus, when I went through the fire, You were right there beside me. You were always on time. Jesus, I was tossed in the water.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being my lifeline, Lord. No matter where I'm at, He's there. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Watson, for that word. It's for everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Please remember the announcements and be blessed. Amen. Let's go to heaven. How? Amen. You are dismissed.
Okay.